USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Iran's seizure of a British oil tanker is unacceptable and highly escalatory. That according to a statement by the United Nations Security Council. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke out on the incident Saturday while on a visit to Ecuador.
We have seen no indications that the Iranians are prepared to fundamentally change the direction of their nation, to do the things we've asked them to do on their nuclear program, their missile program, their malign behavior around the world. I mean, you can just watch their actions. These are actions that threaten.
Lloyd's List says it's the highest level security threat that we've seen in the region since the late 80s. There were no injuries, but two Southwest Airlines planes collided on the tarmac of Nashville International Airport last night. Both planes returned to their gate under their own power. 40-year-old Manny Pacquiao wins a 12-round split decision over Keith Thurman, Pac-Man, the only eight-division champion in boxing history. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
President Trump continues to come under fire for his tweets that some consider racist. On ABC News this week, Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings said he's honored to work with the Squad, the progressive House members that were the target of Trump's tweets.
When you disagree with the president, suddenly you're a bad person. Our allegiance is not to the president. Our allegiance is to the Constitution of the United States of America and the American people. And I'm going to tell you, these are some of the most brilliant young people that I have met, and I am honored to serve with them.
Trump senior policy advisor Stephen Miller tells Fox News Sunday how the White House views the four female progressive House members.
There's a gigantic, enormous distinction between Donald Trump saying, I'm going to get on the world stage and put America first in every single thing we do, versus the view that says America should never come first and American citizens should never come first, which is their view, and that's what we're going to take to the ballot box.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Democratic Congresswoman from Hawaii and presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard went to Puerto Rico to join with thousands of protesters demanding that the governor, Ricardo Rossello, step down. While speaking with a reporter, Gabbard was asked what brought her to San Juan.
To stand in solidarity with the people of Puerto Rico who have been suffering and struggling under this very corrupt government for far too long. They're saying enough is enough. I join them in calling for this governor's resignation so that they can then begin to find a leader who will truly listen to their concerns and work for their interests.
The protests erupted following the release of text messages showing the governor and his allies mocking victims of Hurricane Maria and mocking political opponents with vulgar language. Two cabinet officials have announced resignations, but Rossello has indicated he will stay in office. It's been 50 years since man first walked on the moon. Vice President Mike Pence saluted the astronauts of Apollo 11 Saturday at Cape Canaveral, Florida.
Now, true to their creed, astronauts have never liked the idea of being called heroes. Yet for all they did, for all the risks they took, if Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Mike Collins are not heroes, then there are no heroes. We honor these men today, and America will always honor our Apollo astronauts.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.